أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن هو إلا ذكرى للعالمين Inshallah we discuss verses 89, 90 and 91 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after mentioning 17 Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. This is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides whomever He desires from His servants. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen guidance to be the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent kitabs, Allah ta'ala sent anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And hence Allah Ta'ala guides the hearts towards the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Very frightening is this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا, if they had committed shirk, who are they? These anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. It was not possible. They were the sent and chosen slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the fountainheads of guidance to guide mankind. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that even if these anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had to commit shirk, ascribe partners to Allah, la habita anhum ma kanu ya'malun, whatever they had done would have been nullified. In other words, all the da'wat, if we just take one Nabi amongst all of these Anbiya, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, 950 years of da'wat, in 950 years, all of that would have gone down the drain had he committed the slightest shirk of Allah Ta'ala, although Allah Ta'ala had sent them as guidance of Anbiya, and here we are to take heed. Like the ayats we discussed before, those that have brought iman, alladhina amanu walam yalbisu imanahum bidhulmin faulaika lahumul amnu wa hum muhtadun, that those who have brought iman and they have not contaminated, adulterated the iman with the slightest bit of shirk, they will have aman, they will have peace in this world and in the hereafter. And this is that message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of pure iman to one and all. أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted, Allah ta'ala had given the kitab, Allah ta'ala had granted them wisdom, Allah ta'ala had granted them nubuwat. فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَاُولَى. If these people disbelieve in it, in the nubuwat, who are these people? Currently, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the people of Makkah Mukarrama, that if they have not brought iman in nubuwat, that is denying the nubuwat of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. We said that they had believed that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhis salatu wassalam was a great personality. They followed much of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhis salatu wassalam, although remnants, although broken. They followed the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in the Hajj, etc. But however, they did not believe in nubuwat in itself. They did not believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would send a Nabi. And now Allah ta'ala gave the examples of all those people around Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, before, after, etc. And Allah ta'ala said that this whole concept is the concept of nubuwat. So if they deny the nubuwat of all these anbiya, then they've denied the nubuwat
of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. Then certainly we have appointed a particular community, a particular group of people who would not make kufr, would not disbelieve in the nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and particularly the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are these people? First, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were appointed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then thereafter, every believer till the day of Qiyamah. Ulaika alladhina hadallah. Those are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Then follow their way, follow their guidance. Like how Allah ta'ala had guided these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, now Allah ta'ala is saying that we should follow their guidance. But in what should we follow the guidance and how? Insofar as the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned, insofar as the very fundamentals of imaniyat, that they all believed in akhirat, they all believed in the life of the qabr, they believed in hisab and kitab. Follow them insofar as the akhlaq and the character is concerned. Follow them in the concern that man brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow them in all the very fundamentals. Insofar as the subsidiaries of deen is concerned, they also had salat, namaz. We also have salat and namaz, but there would have been some differences. So in the very fundamentals, we will follow them. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that I do not ask you upon it the invitation, any ajr, any remuneration. I've come here as a messenger of Allah and I invite towards Allah. My ajr is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I have is that fikr and that concern that all of you be saved from the fire of Jahannam. In huwa illa dhikra lil alameen. This is nothing but a reminder for the people of the entire world. And here again it shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the whole alam, to the entire universe. And this Quran is a dhikr. It is dhikra. It is the advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.